Just with creation, Paul talks about creation being subjected to frustration, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. So how does that differ from being fallen?
It means that the created order, it seems to me, leaving aside the unfallen angels, has been deeply affected by evil. Yes, I'd leave the angels aside. And Romans chapter 8 that talks about the groaning creation needs to be brought into conversation with 1 Timothy 4 where Paul says that anything God has created is good and to be received with thanksgiving. It's one of those things where we need to bring Scripture into conversation with other Scripture to get the fuller picture. Is that addressing your question?
Could you comment on Ephesians 3:10 you alluded to just a minute ago regarding the distinction between rulers and authorities?
It's very hard to tease out what exactly the difference is. But in our third session, I'm going to run past you different models of spiritual warfare, and there's one school of thought that says that rulers and authorities have nothing to do with spiritual beings at all. They are just earthly authorities, and if they're dark, they're earthly authorities that have gone wrong. So we'll have to address it there. But again, it's one of those things where one would like to know so much more. But I tend to be cautious. I notice when I read Calvin on this subject, he is very cautious about the difference between having something that should be a biblical conviction and what would be just a matter of speculation. And I think one of my, quite frankly, issues I have with some charismatic and Pentecostal thinkers is that they don't distinguish between what should be a conviction and what is should be labelled a speculation. And the speculation becomes a conviction that we should all have our consciences bound by. And before you know it, you've got a textless doctrine, I think, binding a Christian conscience. And I don't think that is the way forward at all. But having said that, I've got great respect for the charismatic and Pentecostal folk. One, something that gets God's people singing again can't be all bad. Two, prayer. These folk pray. And third, they take seriously that there is a cosmic conflict and they haven't de-supernaturalized the world. But again, we've got to keep asking, is this a textless doctrine that we've been asked to believe? Is that helpful?
When you say, are there guardian angels? No, but angels do guard. You're talking about specifically, there aren't guardian angels in that. That is their sole responsibility? Or could you parse that out a little bit?
I will. And probably the best way to do that is to go to a Catholic writer like Peter Kreeft. Peter Kreeft knows how many angels, guardian angels, there are on the earth at the moment. It's over 6 billion because there's an angel assigned to every individual, whether they're a believer or not. I don't find that in Scripture. I find the idea of angels guarding God's people. I find it in the Psalms, for example. But I don't find the idea clearly stated that there is an angel assigned to every individual believer. But here's a really important point. The Catholic Bible has more books in it than our Bible. And if you go to those books called the Apocrypha, like Tobit, Bel and the Dragon, 1 and 4 Maccabees, you've got about 30 references to angels and demons. And that's where you can find this idea. But it comes out of the extended Bible, but that the Catholics and the Orthodox have. So that's where your understanding of the limits of your canon do affect your doctrine. If I was a Catholic, I have a text that would warrant my praying for the dead because it's in the Apocrypha, for example. But I don't believe they should be part of the scripture. And I think I will, when I get on to our next topic of Satan, I will talk about Islam and its view of Satan. As I was saying to George earlier, I've taught theology for over 30 years in conversation with Islam. So in this book, I've got an appendix on the Islamic understanding of angels, Satan and demons. And so I'll talk about their view of where Satan went wrong in the garden, just in passing. Let's have a break for 5 minutes and then come back for our next session.